Peace activists in central New York say they'll continue to protest against the use of the Hancock Air Base outside Syracuse as an operations center for Reaper drones being used to kill suspected terrorists in Afghanistan. More than 30 demonstrators were arrested in April for blocking the entrance to the base. Another 15 were locked up in late June during a follow-up demonstration. The protesters say drone attacks in Afghanistan and Pakistan have killed many innocent civilians, including children. And while the Pentagon says it has reduced the use of drones in recent months, the protesters charge the attacks violate international law and should be halted. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Ed Kinane of the Syracuse Peace Council, who was arrested in April and again in June. He says the anti-drone campaign will continue.
We want to awaken the public to the fact that these drones are in our backyard and that they are committing war crimes in our backyard. And so under the Nuremberg protocols, those of us that know about that have a responsibility to try to expose these crimes and intervene. But we also want to reach the personnel on the base who are, you know, under orders to perpetrate these crimes. So, you know, we stand out in front of the base main entrance twice a month. We've been doing this for a couple of years now, with signs about ending the war in Afghanistan and ending the use of the robotic killer drones.
There was an article in the New York Times over the weekend where they talked to a professor who was commenting on how he felt that the use of drones was so much less warlike, and that it was a preferred, less bloody form of warfare, and that therefore it was ethical.
Right.
What are your thoughts when you hear that argument?
Well, as you're talking, what I'm thinking of is that suggesting that rape is more ethical than gang rape because it's on a lesser scale.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thought. Another is that these robotic drones do usher in a whole new dimension because they're perpetrated thousands of miles from any combat zone by people taking no risk themselves. Part of the danger of this is that because there aren't the body bags coming back to the States, because there aren't families grieving for, the dead soldiers here in the States, that the U.S. people are narcotized. Don't even need to be aware of what's going on out there. And this leads to mission drift. The mission drift is that the war by the Pentagon against the people of the world is become global. And U.S. people don't even have to think about it very much because the deaths are so distant.
Mm-hmm.
We've become so distant from the consequences of our actions. And, of course, it's our tax money that's paying for all this. Another dimension here is that I think there's immense blowback, like in Pakistan, against the use of our drones, which not only is seen as cowardly, but it's seen as terrorism. As you may recall, Jose, Pakistanis in their tens of thousands have demonstrated against the U.S. drones that have killed so many civilians in northwest Pakistan. And they've even stopped, at least temporarily, you know, they were able to stop military materiel going into Afghanistan at enormous economic cost to the U.S., which could imperil us here in central New York, because we are now part of the combat zone. And you know how tolerant we've become of collateral damage? Well, maybe we'll be that collateral damage someday.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that over 50 nations now are either importing the drone from, like, the U.S. and Israel, or, you know, making their own drones. So there's the proliferation concern, which is, I think, is very real. The U.S. and Central New York in particular, and the many other bases around the U.S. that are piloting these drones become vulnerable in a way we shouldn't be vulnerable.
I know that you've also raised the issue of drones being used domestically.
Yes.
What's your view, and what do you know about how extensive this is?
Well, I know that a number of police forces in the U.S. are exploring the possibility of using drones for their police work. To me, this is very menacing. You know, it conjures up for me, you know, images of Big Brother, invasions of privacy, and while they may begin being surveillance drones, drones can readily be weaponized. And this is not a power I want to give our police forces or our military forces. It's not good for human beings. It's not good for U.S. citizens. It's not good for our souls.
You have been arrested, and many of your colleagues have been arrested as well. What are your plans going forward? Anything further in the works?
We have activists from across the state who have been involved in these various actions and being arrested and so forth. And we continue to get together to make to consider various initiatives for what's next. I can't tell you what initiatives are being contemplated, but I will tell you there is a very strong, if modest, campaign here in Central New York to expose the drones at Hancock and to hope to educate the public and the personnel at Hancock about the war crimes that are being committed there.
Ed Kinane is a peace activist from Central New York. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.